Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
A lot of hot takes this morning for There I Said It. It's Moose, it's Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you need to clear the air. All right, let's go over to our friends here. Anthony is weighing in first. What's up, Tony? Avocados taste like mushy grass. They're completely overrated. There I said it. Well, I've been saying that for years.
I love avocados. They're great. Great source of healthy fats.
It really is, but you don't need to put it on everything. Why would you like avocado? It's $8 extra.
Are you aligned with our announcer guy?
I hate him.
Sounds like you guys are in lockstep here.
Well, he does make one good point. Avocado toast is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Who else is here? This person did not tag their name, but they said, listen, hear me out. If I could work at a company that offers a dorm room situation similar to college with a dining hall, a large gym, etc., for 30% off a fair market price, I would 1,000% live there and be oh so happy about it. There I said it.
Okay, well, go do it.
I mean, I don't know of any place that does that. Honestly.
Hold on. Let me think about this.
Like a compound type of sitch.
Well, I know somebody who wanted to move away, and his company's like, we'll pay for your car and we'll pay for like an apartment dorm room style place for you to live in if you stay.
Uh-huh.
Which, of course, you got to take that deal. Free car, free rent.
Okay. Love. Obsessed.
That's what's up. Look who's here. Big Ed. Big Ed's got a pretty good take today. Why do women love scented candles so much? Scented candles don't make your house smell better. They just cover up bad smells with more bad smell. There I said it. Especially if you have BO. I mean, that's...
We just talked about it. Hot button issue this morning.
Brett says Three Musketeers is still the best Halloween candy known to man.
So
there
good.
I said it. But there's nothing...
So
what's special about a Three Musketeer?
Good.
You can get that anytime, anywhere. Don't you want something original?
You can get any candy anytime, anywhere.
No, you can't.
Except for like black licorice, which I don't know who's fiending for that.
Good and Plenty.
What? No.
So Good and Plenty was those.
We'll
purple
have to have
and-
the Halloween candy debate next week on the show. Of what's the best?
All right.
Mine for today is this. I need people to stop naming restaurants, establishments, companies by the name of places and things that people can't pronounce or remember. Why would you name your company something nobody can pronounce or spell to recommend to other people?
Yeah, it's...
There was this one restaurant...
Bad marketing. Bad marketing.
On Monroe Ave.
Right. Still there?
I think they had to do the switch because nobody could pronounce it. I'm like, what are we doing here? I'd be like, that one.
If you can't pronounce it, you can't recommend it.
100%. So stop. A word to the wise. Stop. It makes me angry.
I'd be so simple. If I owned a restaurant, it'd just be called like Pretty Good. Not to be confused with Good Luck. It'd just be like, it's Pretty Good.
Pretty Good.
Have you guys been to Pretty Good? It's not outstanding. But it is pretty good. Chrissy says, I wish that all social media would shut down for just 1 week so I can watch all of these influencers go nuts. Trust me when I say the world needs it. There I said it. Mm. Chrissy, you're not wrong.
True.
I too would enjoy if that took place.
Interesting.
What was it? Social? Was it Instagram that stopped showing people's likes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. People were freaking out about that.
Freaking.
Now you have an option to shut that off.
Yeah. Do you have it? I don't even know how to do it.
I don't pay attention to it.
I don't know. Yeah. Tough scene. Hannah Banana, do you have one for today?
I do.
Run on over to that mic that you don't have. Go ahead. What's up, Hannah?
I think that people who are perpetually late are just the worst and they're bad friends.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Okay.
I have noticed you've never been late before. What are you so triggered about? Did somebody show up late to an event recently?
I have friends that are always late to things, and it makes me really upset every time.
Nobody's punctual anymore in this world, Hannah.
This generation, ugh.
You're 21. What's her generation, by the way?
Gen Z.
Are you Gen Z? Yeah. You are Gen Z. Yeah, that makes sense.
We love a Gen Z intern. I'm absolutely obsessed.
We got to do Boomer versus Zoomer again.
I know. I definitely feel attacked by Hannah's take, though, for sure.
Well,
but you know. These.
Look at this one coming in. Who is this? Jackie. What's up, Jackie? If you break up with someone after years of dating and your friends decide to remain friends with them on social media, then do yourself a favor and get new friends. There, I said it. Is she right? Does Jackie have a point this morning?
Hmm?
I think she may.
She might. She very well might.
Rachel Ray sucks. There, I said it.
Oh my God. T.
Okay, thank you so much.
This person says, to my coworker who wears too much cologne or perfume, I'm done with you. There, I said it. Not her wearing a gas mask around the office. Ronnie Salami's here. Let teenagers go trick-or-treating. If they dress up, there could be worse things that they're doing. There, I said it.
Ronnie Salami.
The knockoff version of Donnie Salami.
Who else is here? Renee says, I'm so ready for skiing, scarves, Christmas trees, and lots of snow. There, I said it. She's trying to piss everyone off this morning. It's working. Let me get our boy Joey here. What's up, Joey? Hey, how you doing? Can someone please name one good, authentic Italian restaurant in Rochester? Everyone claims they have the best food, but the sauce sucks and the food is loaded with salt. There, I said it.
Fiorella.
How about Mr. Dominic's at the lake?
Oh, I've never been there.
Really? Good tripe. Do you like the taste of sewage in your mouth?
No, not at all. That's why I don't like sitting inside a half pint.
What about Olive? Oh my God. Why do you do that? Why do you gotta, why do you gotta blast people? I'm gonna go with Olive Garden, Joey. Sounds to me like somebody has a first date coming up.
Ooh, get ready.
Does it have to be Italian? Can't you just go and get a good bowl of pho?
What? What's pho?
It's like a ramen.
Oh.
It's a nice, beautiful Vietnamese dish.
Ooh.
Right? You know about that, Hannah. Yeah, it's so good.
I wish Hannah had a bike.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98KXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We got a message from Jill this morning who's just really feeling for her 7-year-old son who seems to be going through it because kids these days, man, it takes one person to make one negative comment about the way they look, the way they dress, their Halloween costume, what have you. And then that's it. They throw in the towel.
Their self-esteem's in the toilet.
And the message she wrote in for this morning is, hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son, 7, asked me to be Star-Lord, who's the main character in Guardians of the Galaxy. He just loves the films. His dad and I watched with him, too. Mm-hmm. He asked months ago to be this character for Halloween and was just very excited when the costume finally came in. Well, when he tried it on, his best friend was over. When we went into the bathroom to see the costume, his friend started saying it looked dumb, and I shut the door in his friend's face and told him his friend is just jealous and that it really is a cool costume. He seemed okay, and that was a week ago. He wore the costume to a recent family Halloween event and loved it. But then this week, he tells me he doesn't want to wear his costume to his school party or their Halloween event after school because he says no one at his school is into the film as much as he is. And he thinks he'll look dumb and be embarrassed. I tried to reiterate that he looks really cool and that his costume is for whatever he wants to be and not for anyone else. But I left it there for the moment. His school Halloween thing is next week, and I'm really struggling with what to do. My husband isn't sure either. He seems really depressed. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't want to wear the costume, I certainly won't force him. But I just feel so sad for him, and I want him to know the importance of being true to himself as well as standing up for himself. He's a very sensitive kid and cares a lot about what his peers think of him.
Mm-hmm.
This is my least favorite part of parenting, and would just love any advice on this. Thank you.
Interesting. See, that's tough. Like, they're so impressionable at that age, and they can change on the drop of a hat on a dime if somebody's like bullying them or making them feel less than, because they're like, well, I don't want to get involved in that.
Right.
I don't want to feel like the outsider, the odd man out.
I remember being that age, 7 years old, wearing my Halloween costume to school. And at the time when you walk in, you're like, this is cool. I love it. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I wore it. But you can't help. You start thinking real quick about what other people think of you. Are they going to find it cool? Do they like it too? 585-252-9800. Has anybody been in this position with their kids? You know what I mean? They're down in the dumps. And they were on cloud nine. Not anymore. It took one of his friends to say one thing. So if his friend, in front of his own parents, said he looked dumb, what are they doing at school?
Right.
What are they saying to him there?
And that's his friend. You know? Golly.
Who's here? Let me see. Get to some text. Some of them are coming in slow here. Trisha says, my five-year-old wanted to take off his Snoopy shirt as soon as I picked him up yesterday, and he wouldn't tell me why. He was so excited to wear it in the morning, though. I don't know what happened, but I suspect it was probably something like this. Probably.
Interesting.
Kids are all the same.
Did you ever have a costume that you had as a kid that you, not regret, but like felt a little self-conscious about?
Yeah, when my dad dressed me up in a trash bag and told me to go as a California raisin. And I was wearing a mustache.
I'm not really sure.
It's like, I don't know what's
happening. I was like emo one year. I had like a mohawk. I had a clothespin going through my nose.
Why?
Like, I don't.
How old were you?
I had to have been like fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
I got to find the photos. You're going to die. You're literally going to die.
One year I panicked. I was in fourth grade. I had nothing. So I went as a mad scientist.
See.
Had the wig, had the goggles you wear in science class. I carried around a Bunsen burner. I don't know, man.
This is on theme and on brand for you. You're like, I love Halloween. And every story you tell, you're like, I'm panicking at the last minute. I'm like, what?
I don't know. I never know what to wear. I got nothing for this weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do.
This person says, maybe give him a backup outfit. If he really feels bad, he can change. But I would at least try and wear it. It's what he wanted to wear first and see how it goes.
Yeah, there you go. And you got to have a backup. Let's go to our listener, Kristen. Good morning, guys. Both my boys loved pink until their friends at school laughed at them for it. And it doesn't matter how much you try to rectify it afterwards. It still changes them. Just continue to encourage your son and tell him how awesome he looks. Paul says, yeah, I hate to admit it, but I was the kid walking around telling everyone how much their costume sucked.
Oh my God.
Only because I was bitter and my parents hated the holidays. I never was able to dress up and I wanted to dress up, but never got the chance. Don't let this kid, friends, ruin his Halloween like I did for so many. Thank you, Paul.
He's the guy ruining that. He's the kid.
Paul, that was very nice of you to open up, buddy. We do appreciate that.
Paul, but we're also pissed at you, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What a bully.
I hate that. I agree. Maybe have the backup costume is a good idea.
But you're from Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that film. How can you go wrong wearing that costume? Who's not going to like that costume?
But listen. I do understand there is a bit of a panic that sets in when you have a costume idea and you really love it, and then nobody knows who you are. Like, and then you have to explain it to everybody. It's just awkward. It's like, Guardians of the Galaxy. They're like, I've never seen that before.
Who doesn't love Chris Pratt? After he worked out, not before. Bring him to a store that sells cheapish costumes and have him pick out one that's on the rack. If there are any left at this point, or could he wear last year's costume? Or no kid wants to do that. Wear last year, recycle? No. Or could you borrow one? Let him choose between realistically available options.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget as a kid, man. My mom would try to make some homemade costumes, either for the school play or Halloween. Do moms still do that?
Yeah, honestly.
They're rare today.
Homemade costumes, if you have a crafty parent, are mint. Absolutely mint. I made my own costumes sometimes. I did. One year I was a credit card. I got a big poster board.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Even like years back when I did the Michael Jackson tribute at the 98 Peaks by Summer Jam, my mom made me a pair of Michael Jackson pants, hemmed them, did the sequence down the side. Oh, she crushed it.
Moms are great. That's intense.
Gina says, my daughter's only 5 now, and we haven't had a situation like this. Only a classmate said that Spider-Man is for boys. She still wears her Spider-Man stuff and plays with it. So who cares what everybody else thinks? And then I'll get over to Alia. I think it's Alia. Let him choose a new costume. My mother forced me once to wear a costume I hated, and I was so embarrassed by it. And it was my last Halloween. I've hated it ever since. And refuse to ever dress up again. These are very impressionable years.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Get him the, Jill, get him the backup costume. Even though, I mean, Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxies, it's not the newest movie anymore. I mean, he's a few years old now. But still, I mean, if he's self-conscious about wearing that, just get him a backup costume.
Exactly.
All right, guys, thanks for all the messages. We always appreciate that for Parental Confidential. Jill, thank you for your original message. We're going to take a quick break on PXY. PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, 53 and sunny for the high today. This was too good not to do it all over again. If you missed it from this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, it was all about the Halloween candy tax. We had a woman on the phone by the name of Liz,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't only just tax her children's Halloween candy, her kids who are 7 and 10, but also, she gives them an allowance and then taxes them on that as well.
Yeah.
And we were asking, who's down with this? Is this a good idea to tax your own children to teach them how the government works? If you missed that call, here's a clip of Liz explaining how things work in her house.
They're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life. Because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand, they get an allowance. They know that at the end of the week, they get $12,
yep.
okay, but they receive only 9. They're owed 12, but they get 9.
You tax their allowance?
Oh my God. That's hard up.
So then we had a lot of messages coming in and a couple of phone calls, and one of the calls happened to be with a woman named Demi.
Yeah.
Demi was completely against this. And some people said we made the mistake of putting Demi and Liz on the phone together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can imagine what happened, but take a listen.
Hi, morning, Moose and Breezy. This is Demi.
Hi, Demi.
Demi, you're on with us and you're on with Liz. What's your take on the candy tax?
Yeah. Let's put things into some perspective. Kids these days have plenty of time to learn about taxes and 401ks and mortgages and all that crap. I mean, my kid is 6 years old. And I'm sorry, but what parent in their right mind, no offense, Elizabeth, is going to give me a freaking
Liz.
Break?
Oh, Liz.
Her name's Liz.
Okay, Liz. You know, what parent's going to force their kid to pay taxes? I mean, kids have one responsibility right now at these young ages.
Right.
It's to have fun, mm-hmm. to create memories, especially in holidays. Not to, like, become stressed out little, you know.
I'm not stressing my children out. They're having
candy. You're not stressing your children out? You said that your 7-year-old freaks out every time.
Oh, that is true.
And then I give my 7-year-old some sugar, and then they're fine.
You're not you when you're hungry.
So then you're appeasing them? How is that helpful? Because the real world doesn't do that. Now
it doesn't? By giving them consolation trophies? The real world doesn't appease children by letting everyone win? Really?
That's true, too.
No, I said when they become adults. Your whole point is that the whole taxes thing is to teach them when they become adults so you don't get free handouts.
So
how did you learn about taxes when you got your paycheck?
Handout to appease their child.
Yeah. How did you learn about taxes?
So as they grow up, what's that going to be? They're going to pull up the cigarette.
Wait, hold on, Demi, Liz. Let's
great.
Girls. Okay, Demi, the girls are fighting.
Okay, hold on. I got to break you guys up for a second. As entertaining as this is, I want to each give you a chance to voice your opinion here on this.
We're moderating a debate.
Demi, finish off your point of what you're saying.
I mean, I basically think that I made the point. This is not a productive way to actually teach our children about these things. Their brains are not even developed enough at this age. Right. Yes, once they're teenagers, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree that they should be taught financial responsibility and all of those sorts of things. But this is just a perfect way to screw your kids up.
It is.
Oh, my God.
You think it is?
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Well, I mean, screwing your kid up, you probably stick an iPad in their face at 4 years old, right? And they're pretty fast at functioning in technology. So I don't know what you think or how fast your children learn, but my children are pretty smart. So they're capable of learning about getting three less candies for Halloween and understanding that there's a compensation, okay? I don't know how you learned about your taxes.
Three less candies when we're talking about 2 pounds and you're taking 25% is not three less candies. Way to completely diminish the severity of what you are doing
to
these children.
You're obviously, like most parents, you know, you're making a big thing out of it when actually it's a positive thing. I'm not traumatizing my kids.
I'm making a big thing out of the fact that you are deflecting half of what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but
ladies,
cut their mics.
Hey Liz, hold on a second. You guys, hold on a second. Both of you, Demi and Liz, otherwise I got to cut your mic. I appreciate you guys coming on and voicing your opinion. I think we can agree at this point. Demi, you are totally against the candy tax on Halloween and taxing your kids' allowance. Liz, you're clearly all for it. It seems to be working for you. So carry on.
Oh, girls.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a ridiculous thing. It's not actually going to teach them anything other than to resent their mother.
Hey, so, okay. You're ridiculous. They don't resent me.
You're giving their
rich. Your children will be poor
as they get older.
Discuss it with your therapist.
Demi.
Because you're clearly affected. My children are great. They're responsible and financially sound by the time they're adults. Your children will probably still be working at some drugstore because they don't understand money.
This is getting personal.
Oh my
it's getting personal.
God.
And it's not, it wasn't supposed to. So I'm going to split you guys up.
Yep.
Liz, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much this morning.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you for your take.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Oh my Lord.
Bye.
Okay, guys.
Oh my god.
Hey, Demi, are you there?
I am here.
So, okay. Are you okay? I know this was a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? I'm fine. I mean, I feel sad for her children, honestly.
Like, I didn't know this
I mean, those kids are just not, she's not giving them an opportunity to be children. She's confusing them by the taking money away. And then that reward system with the sugar.
Yeah.
Like, it's just confusing.
I didn't know this was such a sensitive topic for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, does Liz really need to just take away her Kit Kat bar? So that teach a really important lesson to them? I mean, here's the reality. Liz, if you're cheap and you need a few extra bucks to get your own candy, I can Venmo you. You let me know.
Oh, God, that's so selfless of you.
Thank you for calling in, Demi, too. This was awesome. Thank you so much for the phone call this morning. I'm going to let you go, but have a great Halloween, okay?
You too.
Yikes. Well, that escalated quickly.
Could have never predicted that one to come. Not me screaming, cut their mics. Listen, there's a lot of people that are passionate about this topic on either side.
Who knew?
Yeah, right. This person says, having a psycho mom like that really makes you think there's other extreme parenting out there, and it's really quite sad. This person says, why is she talking about the candy tax? We're trying to keep that a secret as parents. This person says, parent tax was always a thing when I was growing up. It was fair game for fries, too. I'm 33. My parents have always done this around us. It was all said in... great fun and not a serious manner.
It is now. And now you got parents like Liz taxing their kids' allowance. Here's $12. I'll take away $3. You're left with $9.
This person says, let kids be kids. Teach them when they are teenagers and get ready for an actual job and work field. Guess what? My kids give us candy from Halloween. It's called mom and dad tax. We share this. LOL, this mom just looks like she's looking for validation from other parents. For what?
And
if you
not
didn't
to mention,
question what you were doing, why would you care what people think in the first place?
Yeah, that's true too. Because if she's taking money away in taxes, are those kids getting that back at the end of the year?
Yeah, true.
Do they fill out a tax return?
When April comes around, are they seeing a little bit of that in a return? This person says, I take a chicken nugget tax. Am I a monster?
What are they claiming? What time is it? 9:51? Oh, it's time to have a drink. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.